You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, 1 week later, we welcome you back in MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition. I'm Dave Ramond with Jen Langosch. And Jen, you come back from a long road trip. Welcome home, by the way. But there was something, as successful as that trip was, there was something about it that had to make it feel really long.
Yeah. I mean, we start out, well, first off, just going to the West Coast for three series makes it feel very long. But then from San Diego to four night games in Arizona with an average temperature well over 100, certainly wears you down. And then you finally get through that, and we hopped up to San Francisco for three games at a place that has treated the Cardinals very unfriendly in recent years. So very long road trip, the longest of the season so far for the Cardinals, though they actually have a longer one coming up in September. But to finish at 7-3, especially when you consider, we talked a week ago how about the Cardinals started at 0-2 with a pair of terrible losses in San Diego. They reel off 7-8 from there, finish 7-3. They come home with the same lead over the Pirates, 4.5 games that they had when they left. So any kind of road trip where you can do that well, despite kind of a grueling schedule, is certainly a success.
And it's just an amazing, to me, an amazing road trip, too, because, Arizona had been, playing well, and they've had one of those seasons. Kind of cool for them. They're not quite in the mix the way they perhaps should be, but they've been playing very well. And then, of course, the Giants always tough, especially at home. And to sweep a team on the road is a great challenge. To sweep a four-game series, home or road, is almost impossible. That was really remarkable to me. And, of course, the fact that they're all night games, that had to extend your stay in Arizona in some ways mentally beyond what really is fair this time of year.
Yeah, it did. It felt very long. I won't kid there. It was interesting because we arrived in Arizona last Monday. The Diamondbacks had just swept the Reds, pulled it within five games of first place in the NL West. And kind of, the murmurs around town were that this was a Diamondbacks team that thought it was in contention again, that maybe they had a chance. Well, by the end of the week, their deficit had basically doubled. They certainly did not look like a contending team the way they played against the Cardinals. You look at the Cardinals pitching and how good it's been and how it sustained this team through a lot of ups and downs on the offensive end. The Diamondbacks just didn't have it. But, yeah, I mean, for the Cardinals to go into a place where they haven't played all that well in recent years, and to put up four straight wins and four straight night games. The double plays, they turned nine double plays in that four-game series, which was pretty remarkable. Won a couple of very close games. It was a very good series, and they're going to help them get this road trip back on track heading into San Francisco, where they were able to pull off a big series win against that team as well.
Here's the crazy thing. You come off a 10-game roadie, and those are backbreaking in April. They are soul-crushing in August. But you come back off that thing, a great 7-3 record, very strong finish in San Francisco, only to come home to a homestand where you should be relaxing and catching your breath. The Nationals, the Pirates, and the Cubs, I mean, that is the gauntlet right there.
Yeah, this is a biggie. This is one that certainly has been on my radar for a while. You kind of circle it as, this could be the homestand of the season. Once the Cardinals get past this, you look at their schedule, they will play the Pirates. And the Cubs, again, both on the road. But other than that, they have a very easy schedule full of a lot of games against the Reds and the Brewers. This is going to be a series against three teams that are also trying to get into October, especially for the Pirates and the Cubs, especially more so the Pirates. They still feel like they have a legitimate shot at that NL Central Division title. If they're going to get there, they've got to start winning head-to-head against the Cardinals to make up ground. They have not played well at Busch Stadium the last 2 years. The Cardinals have won a lot of close games against that club. But, yeah, it's going to be a very defining 9 days. When it's over, either the Cardinals are going to kind of still be in a dogfight for this division, but they also have the opportunity. This is a team that is 46-19 at home this year, and if they can continue that, then they can really give themselves some separation going into the last few weeks of the season, again, where that schedule also gets much, much easier for them.
So I don't know exactly what direction I want to take this part, because I think there are a couple of different ways. We're on the cusp now. Here we come, September, and the rosters will expand and things, change just a little bit. And this is where out-of-contention teams start looking forward to their prospects. In-contention team, maybe just those one or two pieces, three pieces that could really help them. In the Cardinals' case, you talk about September call-ups. and they're not columns in that way, but you're talking about adding John Jay and Matt Holliday and Matt Adams and Randall Grichuk and Matt Belisle potentially. I mean, that's an absurdity. But I guess my point is that this team has played better in the second half. His bodies continue to drop. This team seems to get better. And I know this is just the silliest thing to say, but you almost wonder, like, how much. I mean, I know you want to get everybody back, but man, they kind of play well without him.
They do, and you know, this is going to be an interesting situation with some of these players. Now, certainly when Matt Holliday is ready to come back, Matt Holliday will be starting again. But in other cases, there are players who have played well enough that, when John Jay is ready to come back, I'm not sure John Jay goes back into the lineup every day. When Randall Grichuk is ready to come back, I'm not sure he's going to go back into the lineup every day. I mean, what you've seen from a Stephen Piscotty, for instance, I'm not sure that the Cardinals are going to force Stephen Piscotty out of the lineup just because somebody else, maybe that's a little bit more established, comes back healthy. So we'll put the Cardinals in an interesting situation. Now, certainly it's a luxury when you have maybe, instead of eight potential starting position players, you feel like you have a good 10 or 11. I'm sure Mike Matheny can do a lot of mixing and matching based on pitching matchups or this and that. And I think maybe where we see the biggest benefit is really boosting the bench, which has not been a strength for the Cardinals this year, just mostly because of all the injuries that they've had. They've depleted kind of their starting lineup so much that some of the guys that were supposed to provide an oomph off the bench have now had to start. But when you look at who you're getting back, whether they end up on the bench themselves or whether they displace somebody in the starting lineup, the Cardinals are going to have a nice little reserve team right there. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he mixes and matches. I mean, Brandon Moss had a great week just now. Mark Reynolds has played very well. If Matt Adams comes back and doesn't perform right away, I'm not sure you keep starting him over some of those other guys. So great problems to have. And as you mentioned, this is the time of year when teams are looking for a boost for minor league players. The Cardinals are going to get some all-star talent off the disabled list. So the fact that they've been able to weather the storm without these players so well has been remarkable. And I think as they get through for this final stretch, they're certainly looking forward to getting some of their big guns back.
Along those lines, the one thing that jumped out from that road trip was Lance Lynn rolling that ankle. It did not look good, but reading your story from yesterday, he thinks he's okay.
Yeah, David, it looks like Lance Lynn is going to be online to pitch on Friday. The Cardinals certainly believe they dodged a bullet here. When they watched him go down over the weekend, the initial concern was that he had done something to his knee, which had actually buckled earlier in the game. And then certainly they never expected to see him walk off the mound the way he did without assistance and really without a limp. Thought it was interesting that he was walking around in cowboy boots over the weekend, so that certainly suggests that his ankle wasn't too swollen to fit into those. But he intends to throw his bullpen session on Tuesday, which would then put him in line to make the start on Friday, which would be a big one with the Pirates coming to town. That would be the series opening start. But Lance Lynn, he's a tough guy, and you're going to have to physically keep him from making that start. But right now, every expectation is that he will be on the mound as his next scheduled start arrives.
Yeah, and it's a good point, too, right? The Friday start is against the Pirates opener of that big series. And I'm with you. Just the competitive nature is going to be enough to at least get him out there and maybe a little disaster averted by the Cardinals at long last after all these others have gone down this year. So that's some good news, Jen. Great place to stop for the week. Next week, I got to ask you a little bit about Mike Matheny. We give La Russa all the credit in the world at this time of year. Nobody talks about Matheny and what he does. So I want to get into that with you again next week as well. All right, Jen, have a great week. Enjoy this homestand.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave.
Okay, there she goes, Jennifer Langosch, MLB.com Extras, the St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.